W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. In a non-binding resolution, the UN's top human rights body today called on countries to stop selling or shipping weapons to Israel. This after President Biden threatened to place conditions on future U.S. support, and that follows Monday's airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Israel announcing the approval of a series of steps, including reopening the Eretz checkpoint, a major crossing that would increase the flow of aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium today.
These are positive developments, but the real test is results. And that's what we're looking to see in the coming days and in the coming weeks.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the 6 workers that were killed. Power out to more than 380,000 customers in New Hampshire and Maine after a powerful nor'easter tore through Thursday. Snow still falling in some areas in New Hampshire. A woman was killed when her home's propane tank exploded after a tree fell on it. This is ABC News. The man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho college students was back in court on Thursday, where his attorneys argued over a defense survey about the case.
At issue, prosecutors in Latah County, Idaho, are angry about survey questions Brian Koberger's defense attorneys have been asking of prospective jurors in the local community to determine if the jury pool is biased in their attempt to move the trial. Prosecutor Bill Thompson says the questions were reckless.
Do a responsible survey questionnaire.
The judge has said the defense survey has to stop. Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor.
The court should not have issued an order stopping us.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting a very active Atlantic hurricane season for this year. Climate experts are forecasting 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, 5 of which they expect will develop into major hurricanes with well above average probability for landfalls in the United States and the Caribbean. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about 1 in every 4 voting age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers hosting the Seattle Mariners. Reese Hoskins is off to a good start at first base and at the plate.
Replay overturned it. Now Hoskins flirting with the pole. It's gone, Reese Hoskins.
makes it 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Reese has. That's really exciting. You know, he fits so well.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee has lost 4 of their last 5 games.
There's at times that we play really well. There's at times that we don't. But at the end of the day, again, we had open shots like AJ had one, Malik had one, BP had one. Like, we had open shots. Pat, I think, had one. I had two. You know, you gotta make shots.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at about 10 to 20 here through the day. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, becoming windy with showers in the afternoon, 52. More rain likely Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air, 10:33, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Then we talk the Milwaukee Film Festival with Matt Miller. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
You know, they use our mics.
I know.
And they turn it down.
I know.
I'm going to kick Pete Schwabas.
I stopped in and saw Pete last night. I came here to borrow that phone charger because my phone charger died.
Oh.
How long should a phone charger work? I've had it since, you know what? I got it right before I went deer hunting. So that was November.
Yeah, I don't. They're cheap. You can find them all over
the
place.
They're like $20.
No. I don't know. Whatever. They
at Cellcom, they were.
Yes.
Okay. Can you trust those ones from the gas station? I mean, your life's on the line. You're stranded out in northern Idaho. Can you
rely
trust
on that?
Them?
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I got them all over the house, but yes, they I don't think they last long. And when they stop working, don't like move the cord. Just throw them out.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You've been all around the world. All these different countries. Pretty much. Did you drive in Italy?
I did not. Okay. I did not drive in Italy.
Did you drive in any foreign country, European country?
Yep.
What's it like?
It's weird. It's different.
Okay.
It's super, super different.
That's what I thought.
But it doesn't take long, and it's like, yeah, I get it.
But how fast are they going? Are they very aggressive? And
a lot of roundabouts.
Oh, really? In Europe?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of roundabouts.
Okay.
Really, in Italy, of course, you've been there more than I have.
Never been there.
Really?
I've never been to Italy. Uh-uh.
A lot of scooters.
Yeah. Vespas?
Huh?
Vespas?
Yeah.
Remember the old Vespa? You don't remember the Vespas?
Yes.
You know what a Vespa is? Every movie ever made in Italy in the 60s and 70s, people drove around in Vespas. Right, Todd?
Yep.
And they made a big comeback here, actually, a few years ago.
Okay.
You know Vespas? They got the kind of like the thing in front, kind of like the, what you
yes,
call it?
Yes, that's what it is. Well, I'm calling that a scooter.
Yeah. It's a scooter, but
Everybody. Everybody has those. I mean,
okay.
And I mean everybody. Yeah. Or they walk, and they are a healthier culture than we are. And it helps a little bit because they have that olive look to them. They're just super healthy people, and they walk everywhere, and they take Vespas everywhere. It just, you know.
See, right there. Look what Todd. That's exactly what Todd. Thank you.
Okay. We could get one like that because it's got a sidecar.
I would like that.
And it's got the green, too.
I would like that.
Jim Drive, get ticket.
I like that a lot. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm still, you know, looking at going to Italy.
You got to go.
I know. But I was going to go a few years ago and something happened, yada, yada. But I was but here's what I'm getting at. So I read this thing about going to Italy where it said, be careful because there's a lot of places you're going to probably want to go and you're going to have no service in those mountains and everything. And if you're relying on Google Maps, that they can get really haywired and people really end up in bad situations. So if you ever used like, you know, your Google, you know, your maps on your phone.
Yeah.
Have you ever used that driving in a foreign country? And is that an issue?
Okay. That I wouldn't know. When we went up to Assisi, which is obviously, you know, out in the boonies a little bit, but took a bus. Yeah. I don't know if I would drive alone around. I don't know if I would do that.
A European country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
There's tons of tours, though, you can jump on and get
I know, but, you know, I want to go see, like, where my grandfather lived and things. Like,
my brother did that in Germany and did that.
Go to your family. Dom did that in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you should put that.
But my daughter, who's been to Italy several times, says you shouldn't drive.
Yeah,
I would. She said these guys are serious, and they're going to give you the bird, and you're going to get mad, and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I say that about you and Wisconsin, so she's probably on to something.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that has an issue behind the wheel. Okay, yeah, you're right. Right, Todd?
Okay. I mean, how many tickets do you have, and how many tickets do you have?
I've got, I think in 2003, maybe I got one. Yeah, and that's because I was late to pick my son up from school. Yeah. How many people have gotten two tickets in 10 minutes? None.
None. Really? Come on. Good morning, John.
None. Good morning, Marissa. How are you, sir? Good to see you. So anyway, happy Friday to you.
Yes, it is.
Got a text there. Lots of roundabouts. Sounds like De Pere. Hey.
Hey, speaking,
I don't like roundabouts. I got to be honest.
Oh, no.
I understand all this, but that one out on West Mason Street.
That's tough.
Before you get to, like, where Festival and everything is, I'm always confused on that one.
Stay in your lane.
And I just hope everybody else going around that one knows what they're doing.
Stay in your lane. It doesn't look like you're staying in your lane when you, you know, veer off to the right, but stay in your lane. I told you, I feel like I'm teaching my kids how to drive. Just stay in your lane. They're so safe. And you don't have to stop. I hate sitting at red lights. Hate it. And the accidents that happen in roundabouts are, you know, fender benders, but there's no T-bones. I mean, the serious injury in roundabouts is like minimal compared to what the intersection was.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying I personally struggle with them at times.
But then what you should do is, you know, well, maybe now, probably before work, though, or on a Saturday, get up at 5 o'clock, which you normally do.
Okay, let me write this down, because I'm going to do this.
No,
go ahead.
And just go and drive through roundabouts.
Note to self, wake up tomorrow morning at 5 and drive through roundabouts.
Back and forth, and get comfortable
with it. Pretty good chance I'm going to be doing that at 5 tomorrow morning.
There's a random car going through roundabouts this morning.
You just...
Yeah, I've seen them, too. Is that the one with the smashed-in front end?
People, they're great. They move traffic, which is what I like.
I kind of feel bad for the guy. It's like an elderly gentleman just driving aimlessly,
right? In like round and round. Right.
Front end is smashed in. Obviously, he's not a good parker.
Good Lord, I think it's Mino.
Oh my God, it's Mino. Oh, you know what, fellas? Just give him a ride home. Give him a break.
No, we could use more. We could use more of those. Problem is, they do take up a little bit more real estate than
I wouldn't want to be a trucker going through some of those things.
That's not designed for truckers. That's why you know they start off so beautiful with all the paved brick,
and then all of a sudden they get torn up.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't have any choice.
They don't.
I mean, that's such a tough.
Well, they could make larger roundabouts, but
that's what I mean. But I mean, for what they have right now,
that's tough. That's tough.
I give them all the right away in the world. The big trucks, I really do.
Okay. I think what we should have done with all this infrastructure money that we spent a gazillion, billion, quadrillion dollars on is we should have made two venues to get somewhere, one for cars and one for trucks. Trucks cause it. Just they throw off a lot of water. They jackknife. They scare people. And I think if we would have just built, instead of this high-speed rail, which I don't think is going to catch fire, is just build a dedicated lane, two lanes for trucks, and then three or four lanes for cars.
Oh.
That would reduce accidents significantly. I don't know why we didn't do that.
That's a great idea.
It is.
That really is.
It is. And I just think about just that drive to Indiana or something, just to take the trucks off the road.
Yeah, you know what, though?
They start so slow.
Yeah, I know, but it's almost like what Tracy and Peter Fluky said the other day, though. Professional drivers, professional truckers, no problem with. Courtesy, gave them space, whatever. It's these other kind of yahoos who are, you know, want to be cowboys behind the wheel. But the professional truckers, she has no problem with.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Well, I'm pointing
Yahoos behind the wheel.
Pointing at Jim.
Look in the mirror right here, Jim. Look at the camera.
Now, dedicated lanes.
Hi, my name is Jim. I'm a Yahoo driver.
The other thing I would do is, like Webster Avenue is a great example of a really well-done piece of infrastructure for our city, but You've got the dedicated bike lanes, you know, kind of. You got the dedicated car lanes, nice and wide. You got the green space in between. And I don't know why we didn't do that. Instead of, I don't know. I just, trucks, and I love truckers. I understand 30% of goods and commerces are on a truck somewhere. I get that. However, I think trucks off the road would really reduce serious accidents. When you read about those accidents, you see how.
But you got to have truckers. Truckers are the lifeblood of the country.
I just genuinely weren't listening.
They're like the arteries of the country.
They are.
And I just trucks off the road are pretty much trains when you think about it.
That's not going to happen.
And they don't even get us started on trains.
Yep. Hey, I'm not a train guy. What?
Okay. No. About how long you have to sit here on Shano.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the trains, if that's taken over by, you know, Canadian National, they.
Forget about it.
Yeah, they could care less.
Canadians. Us, yeah. Hey, we got to deliver the goods, eh? What are you crying about? Are you a crybaby? You want a hockey player? I'd take you into the corner. I'll tell you what. I'd give you for the what you know there. I'll tell you what.
Anyway, roads. I love them. And you can raise my taxes for good roads.
But there's not enough room to expand and make them bigger.
No, that's.
I mean, you're going into somebody's yard.
It's expensive.
Well, I'm just saying. It's a great idea, but it's 60 years past its time.
Well, then you may have to spend a little bit of money on acquiring right away.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, thank you for that. Is that what your platform's going to be when you run again?
No. If somebody would be running and say, look, you know, I'm going to work on road and highway infrastructure. If they would say, look, I'm going to get high-speed rail. Some guy said,
but high-speed rail, you're talking train? What are you talking when you say high-speed rail? Yeah. I mean, why don't you just call it a train? Wait, what is it? Well, it sounds like something in Japan.
Well, high-speed rail, yeah, I don't know. But do you really call that, like in Minneapolis, right? You get out of the Hilton, you jump on the train?
Well, at airports, you kind of do. Is that what you mean when you get on those?
Those
are kind of cool. I like that.
But they're awesome.
I like that a lot.
They're great.
I never know if I'm getting off exactly where I'm supposed to be, but it's fun for the ride.
Just look up at the airport, like Atlanta.
I don't pay a lot of attention to details.
No, you don't. You don't. But there's just, ask somebody where they're going and say, look, I have to get off at whatever this, and they'll
tell you. One time I was in Toronto, I ended up going through customs twice. So I got in the wrong lane when I got out. That was good. It's nothing more fun than going through customs. And the only thing more fun than going through customs is when you're going into a foreign country and you go through twice. They don't look at that suspiciously at all.
I think the Canadians could be a little nicer.
I do too.
You know, because everybody thinks they're nice people, but
thank you. They're even nice at the borders, like going up in Sault Ste. Marie, going across the border, nasty.
I don't know if they're nasty. They could be nicer. I think.
Nasty. Yeah. And I know guys that were going fishing up there, and made smart aleck remarks.
Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like that.
No. Pull over there, right?
That is.
And they had all their fishing. They had to take everything out of the car.
And don't you feel like saying, look, you guys would be nothing
without
us.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, what, 80, 90% of Canadians live within, what, a few miles of the border? I mean, they would be nothing without us. And it's like, we're coming over there to fish or to maybe do a little sightseeing or maybe have some, you know, try something different. And it's like, come on. I mean, whatever. I think they could be nicer. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. The guys at the international gates could be nicer. I agree with that.
The Canadians are great.
But in general, Canadians are fantastic. I'm basically Canadian. So you're saying I'm nice. Those are my people. Canadians are my people. We speak the same language.
Yeah. No, I did say that. I was talking about
there this morning, eh? You going to show?
Cross guards. I mean, that's the cross guards, the security guards. Okay. Yeah. Hey, this is going to be fun today.
We've got a lot of cool stuff today. Yes.
I just want to say that we talk a lot about events today, but one of the things that's coming up is that whole Jimmy Buffett epic. We're going to talk about that.
Great.
Of course, Mark's here again. And I know Christie's coming in. I don't know, who are they bringing in? Who's this special
guest?
Oh, Adam Lee's coming in.
That's
that guy's
our Garth
awesome.
Brooks guy.
That's right. We talked about that.
We got to make him sing Bella. I'm going to do a harmony with him on the shores of Cheyenne.
Okay, we'll do that during the break.
Okay. We got to sit for a quick break.
Okay.
Mind of the Mayor, it's a Friday, which means it's a special show. Stay with us back after this.
Out You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 35 in Appleton, 36 in Ushch. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We got a big show coming up today. First thing we're going to be talking about is Meet Me in Margarita Bay. It's a very cool event. Tribute to Jimmy Buffett to benefit the new community shelter. Yeah. Friday, April 19th at the Epic Event Center featuring the Land Sharks Band.
That Land Sharks Band is like the band. I mean, some of these guys have played with Jimmy Buffett. So we got some people coming in to talk about that. But that, and I tell you what, the timing on this couldn't be better. Isn't it time to, like, you know, put on like a...
Get over with winter. I'm with you.
It's going to be fun.
Done.
And then the food there, we'll talk about this when they come
on. It's like winter hats. Last little hurrah to let us know how bad-ass you could be if you want to be. You're right. You win. Now can we move on?
Right. So it's some pretty cool events coming up here. And Christy's going to talk about some other things coming up in the next 2 weeks. But, yeah, this is one that, you know, you kind of want to plan for a little bit because this is a big event. There's going to be a lot of people there. You're going to meet a lot of... Just cool people in Green Bay are going to be hanging out there at Margaritaville.
Well, you're going to be hanging out there. So, I mean, well, how much cooler is it? Aren't you going to wear? Were you going to wear the pirate costume?
No, you know what I'm wearing? Because
it's
you just wear those, like, what are those shirts called? That, you know, like those Hawaiian shirts, right?
Yeah.
And I've got one that I bought that it's a Hawaiian shirt, but it has some Packer logo on. It's a cool shirt.
Now wait a minute. I thought we were going to raise money with you in a pirate costume.
Ready? So did I.
Take pictures with the mayor for like $20.
So did I.
Goes to the new community shelter.
We got you have a parrot sitting on your shoulder.
Yeah, we got a parrot there.
Okay. No. I'm talking about
you.
In a parrot costume.
Oh, in a parrot costume?
Yes, we talked about
that. No, you guys talked about that when I was on vacation.
No, you were here.
Because you're like, oh, how can we promote this? And Todd came up with the idea. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Todd's a marketing genius.
I'd give $100 for that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Well, we have the
just give me a little kind of thing. Do that for me.
I'm the mayor.
Yeah. There's other cool stuff we're doing. We're
second city council. Ten and oh. As the mayor. As on Lawrence Welk.
I mean, this is a huge fundraiser. We're gonna make a lot of money.
That might work.
Think about it.
We'll talk to them. They're going to be coming on. And you got Mark coming on again.
Mark Houston, his sidekick. Mark is in Arizona right now. He sent me cool things he wants to talk about, which is going to be very cool. Looking forward to that. We got the Monster Jam people.
Yeah.
The Resch Center. We got some tickets we're giving away. We got MJ Solorio,
I believe. Yes.
MJ Solorio from Monster Jam coming at the Resch Center. That thing is so popular.
That is unbelievable.
It always has been.
It's
automatic.
That was whoever came up with that. Like, I'm sure somebody said nobody's going to go to that. That thing is unbelievable. That's very, very cool stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You know what's very popular in your part of the world where you're born and bred?
Mm.
Tractor pulls.
Yeah.
I've never been to a tractor pull, but man, did you know that there's like a cult type thing of, well, we're John Deere people. We're so-and-so Armistice,
whatever
people.
That is. That,
we're those, so-and-so people.
Yeah.
And they like don't intermix.
Yeah.
It's like, I did not, Todd, did you know this?
Yeah, they...
That they were like...
Allison Charmer stuff and that. Yeah, that is true.
Like gangs.
Well, it's gangs. It's kind of like, you know, Chevy Ford. Those guys are just, I would never buy that.
That's
the only thing I would buy. My dad had one, my grandpa, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So...
You know what Ford stands for? Found on the road, dead. Remember those days?
Yeah, I thought it was
Fix or repair daily.
Fix or repair daily.
I thought something else too. I'm like, please don't go there.
No, I wasn't gonna do that one. No, I wasn't gonna do that one. But I had no idea that tractor enthusiasts were the exact same way.
Yeah, I'm not. I've been to tractor pulls.
But you agree, don't you?
I do. I totally agree with that. I get, you know, and I think that that says a lot about anything like that. This passion for your industry,
whatever
like,
it is. Yeah.
You have it in sports, and you know, I have it a little bit in politics. But I think that's cool that people are get into it, and they. Because their dad was into it. These kids grow up, you know, around the kitchen table talking about it and going out to these events. And they're like, there. And then they become 18, 19. They're really into it. So, yeah, that's cool. That's, yeah.
But I'll tell you the truth. I don't think my dad ever bought anything other than a Chevy.
Yeah, I don't.
All the way back, I don't think he ever bought anything but a Chevy. And I don't ever remember him saying he didn't like Ford or nothing or didn't like Mercury, didn't like whatever. But for whatever reason, that generation of people, they didn't want to, like, experiment. It's like, wow, that is
true. They were creatures of habit.
58 boy, Chevy I had. I'll tell you what, that was a good car by God. I'll tell you what, I bought another Chevy, and that's the way it was.
It was.
My dad had a Rambler for a while, but other than that, he was a Chevy guy.
Yeah.
The one car he bought that was not part of was remember the AMC Pacer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was.
He got it for really cheap.
I believe that.
And that's the car I learned to drive on. So imagine all the chicks I was picking up in high school.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, my.
In the fishbowl.
My era, too, came out with. My era went
Pinto.
From the coolest cars ever made. The Camaros, the GTOs, the Firebirds. Mm-hmm. They were just
cars.
Spectacular.
Those are good cars.
And then they even did the knockoffs, the Roadrunners and some of those cars, you remember?
Yeah, but the Camaro
like
was
the cheaper. Yeah, they're a cheaper version.
Camaros
the
were
dumbed
awesome.
Down version a little bit. Awesome. Camaros are just still. Yeah. I still think Firebirds, Pontiac Firebirds, are the greatest cars ever made. Yep. That and GT. But anyway, what I'm saying is then.
Pinto.
With the, like in 73 or whatever, the oil embargo, then everything was. How much mileage you get with this?
Right.
Before it was how fast can this go? Yeah. Then it was how many miles? Yeah. And they came out with the crappiest cars. Remember the Yugos?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Remember those made like Yugoslavia? Those were the worst cars ever made.
Yeah. I remember there was a comedian that went around at the time. It may have been Jay Leno. But he basically said, if you get a Yugo and you get into an accident, you go. That's basically what he said.
Oh, it's terrible.
That was those.
I think that's the worst car ever
made. They were so light. That
so
they could,
light.
They, and, yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, like my dad told me, you know, when he worked in the iron ore mines all his life and whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they used to deal with the guys from Cleveland Cliffs Iron Company. You know, it was, and they were talking about that, whereas how many cars are now made from, like, X tons of, like, iron ore once it goes through the whole process of the steel mill. But they got it all figured out. He said it's about half of what goes into, because they were stamping them so much thinner than they used to in the 70s. It's unbelievable. So the mines were making, like, half as much money. Because the same amount was producing two cars versus one car.
Yeah, and a little bit with the fiberglass too, right?
And the fiberglass, they're all rolled out so different. But that was that era when it really, mines kind of shut down for a while. It's like, we have to readjust this.
Yeah.
Those cars were so crappy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We did go from
the Pacers, the Ramblers, the Yugos, some people, Texas, you order some of the other really crap cars of the 70s.
Those Pintos were
big. Remember the Gremlins?
Gremlins.
That was AMC too.
Absolutely. The Gremlins. Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were based on what? Kenosha? AMC?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that shut down. Yeah. Right?
They were making all those cars, weren't they?
Yeah.
But the Pinto, then, was it 60 Minutes or somebody did a big story on them that,
that was
people
junk.
Like getting hit from behind at like 20 miles an hour, the car would explode?
Right. Kaboom.
it's amazing. God. How we went from those land yachts. You know, my dad was a
bigger
guy.
Remember the Oldsmobile Cutlass?
We had a
440.
I had a Cutlass. Yeah.
Those had the biggest engines there
were. Those were awesome cars.
Oh, my God.
I loved that
car. That's why you say speedometers should have 140 on them.
60.
160, because those had something like that.
Well, they're at 140.
And, so did the GTO my brother had was 140.
Those cars, though, I mean, you got to admit, when you were, you know, maybe let's say you got up to three digits, they were on the road.
I wouldn't
smooth.
Know that. Yeah. Todd, would you know that?
I mean, where do you go to do that?
I've never done three digits in my life.
Me either.
Woodland Drive.
In my life.
I
can honestly say
I think everybody in Manitowoc.
Quick poll. Texters.
Oh,
quick
give
poll.
Give me a break.
Did you ever hit three digits in your car? I never have.
All right. If you've hit three digits or you haven't, make sure and text in right now. Download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW, and text in.
We're trying to.
Have you ever gone 100?
I'm trying to show you that you are an aberration.
No, because cars, even those big Chryslers.
My brother had a big Riviera. Remember the Buick Riviera?
That's another great car. Those are smooth, heavy. Those Rivieras.
So long.
Those are great.
And they had the thing where you cover up the headlights, push the button. And that's what's his name got in Roadhouse, the original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze. See, news stories get smashing his headlights with a baseball bat. We're going to send a quick break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Friday's our fun day here. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Nurses in our rural community are just part of the fabric of the quality of life. They're part of the backbone of a community, but boy, are they hard to find. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. One group is targeting in specifically on nurses in rural communities. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
A group called AgriSafe is focused now on trying to find the next generation of nurses to serve in rural communities. Jessica Salerno is the Director of Clinical and Occupational Health Education for AgriSafe and cites some of the reasons why this is such an important issue.
There's maybe about 64 registered nurses for 10,000 people and maybe 8 nurse practitioners for 10,000 people. Whereas in urban areas, you have close to 100 nurses per 10,000 people. So that workforce is just spread thinner. So, and a lot of times in these rural areas, nurses are the primary or initial contact with healthcare.
That's Jessica Salerno with AgriSafe. They are offering 125 continuing education scholarships for nurses that are serving in rural and medically underserved areas. That would essentially mean their nurse scholar program is free of charge. But you need to apply for those free scholarships by Monday, April 8th. You can find more details at agrisafe.org.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Boy, and it was a big night in Madison last night celebrating Wisconsin's presence in Top Chef on the Bravo Network. If you'd like to see pictures of a big celebration hosted by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and some of the chefs that were involved with this season's Top Chef, pop on over to our Facebook page. Look for Fabulous Farm Babe. Stephanie Hoff was a part of the celebrating group in downtown Madison. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at about 10 to 20 here through the day. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, becoming windy with showers in the afternoon, 52. More rain likely Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a good-looking Friday morning out there. Like I said, it's 37 degrees or 36 degrees in Oshkosh, 35 out to 34 Green Bay. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available, guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable.
Doesn't
it's
he
the
do a good
best
job
of
with
both
this?
Worlds.
He does. I mean, really, he that's does. He is. Just keep going, John.
I
want to
go
this.
Get windows.
Right.
Actually, you want to know, Todd, you'd get a kick out of this. I was watching some movie, and it was based on the radio shows they used to have back in the day. And I would like to have been that announcer that's off to the side. He's not one of the radio actors. And now, as the clock struck midnight, Bob and Cheryl returned to the enchanted cottage. Oh, Bob, isn't this lovely?
Oh, that, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he would be the guy doing all the things. Then the sound effects guys with the...
Yes.
Suddenly, they heard faint footsteps. The doorbell rang.
Obviously, he had a horse with him.
A dog started barking in the distance. Arr, arr, arr,
let's go, arr, dog bark.
Arr. 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 The horse started whining.
All right, back to Pella. But anyway, I was complimenting you on how well you do. And you,
a strange
you
just, man
you
from
kinda,
a foreign
you, you
country.
You kind of ran a little deep with
said
it.
Hello.
But, okay.
Hey there, how you doing? You ever been to the Ute before? We got the sauna right over here. We got, what are you going to eat tonight or what? You got there some pasties?
All right.
What do you think?
I think you'd be great at that.
Todd?
Let's finish the ad.
Radio?
Okay.
Yeah, our own radio
show. Just a quick compliment, John. You're doing a good job. And he goes off for 3 minutes. On
at Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest rate energy efficient products, a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best of your home. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payment. 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Get zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest if you book before April 30th. April 30th. Pella is rated number one by local homeowners as the window brand that stands behind their products. Take ownership of your living space. Make it a place worth living with. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Awesome.
How's our poll going here, Todd, in regards to if you've ever driven three digits? No, 95%, yes, 5%.
5%?
Do you see your anomaly now?
Nope.
Okay.
5% people being honest. Would you, like, if you said how many people
It's an anonymous post.
How many people have...
Have either of you two ladies ever driven 100 miles an hour?
They're not going to tell you, John. They're these are
yes,
good.
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
Well, I probably pushed it, but...
I'm telling your mom.
Getting here today?
They know. Believe
the,
me, my
bridge
dad's
was up
insurance
and the train
went up.
Was going across.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's move on from the 100 miles an
now
hour.
Now it's 85 to 15, so you're gaining.
Gaining. People being more honest. Like, if you say, Johnny, if you did a poll, have you ever raided a garden or if you ever stole anything, people would say no.
If you would have raided my dad's garden, he would have shot you.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. He would have shot you.
Did you do that when
shots.
You were a kid?
Hell
tell me,
no.
You never, I don't believe that.
My up in the UP, you go raid some old Finlander's garden? Are you kidding me?
Carrots and kohlrabi?
No. Those guys.
That.
No, that's fine. Got a text here. Yes, 120 in a Grand Am GT.
There you go.
Three digits. Yes, highway in Colorado and Utah, 77 Monte Carlo. That's another one we were talking
that's
about.
A
those
good
big
one.
Cars.
Monte Carlos.
And yes,
ooh,
we went 142.
That's fast.
That's fast. What was that in? That's got to be a vet or something. Wow.
A Mercedes.
All right. Did you ever drive through Montana?
I've been in Montana. I didn't drive through it, but
can't you go like 80 or Green Bay to Appleton? But
yeah, I think there it's 85, and then every mile you're over, it's $10. So if you drive 100, you're going to get $150.
Okay. But hi, ladies.
I'd risk it. So anyway, to something more important and a lot more fun. Well, actually, driving fast is fun. This is fun too.
No, it's not, and it's dangerous. And I highly not recommend it.
Okay. Well, if you're on a safe road,
safe too late. I'm going through Rosendale or someplace. Yeah.
Okay.
Got this one. Slow down, Jim. No way in hell I would drive over 100.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So
does Mom know? She's listening, right?
She
does.
Yeah,
she know this about you?
Come on.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, she knows everything. So right. Best mom in the world. Mm-hmm. So okay, we are talking today. Fridays are fun days, and one of the things
we talked
about.
Did she watch that one show with the nun? That was on the other night. Did she watch it? I shouldn't. This is me.
We've got some lovely crucifixes.
You know what I mean?
No. Leave my mom alone.
We got some very nice statuettes.
Johnny, just.
You can put on the dash of your car.
I have no idea what you're about that. I just want to say.
Especially if you've got a son that drives really fast, you might need this.
My mom's the one who said
and
that Johnny Mino seems.
Mass cards for sale.
I just think they got to be a younger nun somewhere along the line, isn't it? Hey, everybody, this is Sister Angelica. How are you? We have some beautiful crucifixes for sale here. We just brought them back from the Vatican City, and we're selling them for a great cause to help the orphanage in El Salvador. Please tell us.
Okay.
Sister Margaret?
We've got some lovely crucifixes for sale.
All right. We've got to move on. Sorry. We have some very special guests here.
Hello.
So, Fridays, we talk a lot about events that are going on and all the great things that are happening in Greater Green Bay. One of the events coming up, and I want you to mark your calendars, because this is going to be on April 19th at the Epic Center, which is a great venue for events, is Margarita Bay. It's like a tribute, a Jimmy Buffett celebration, and it is going to be a lot of fun. And the proceeds go to the new community shelter, which is the best homeless shelter in Brown County by far. Really lifts lives, helps people get back on track. But to fund that, they need money. And to give money, we always appreciate. But to have fun giving money is good for everybody. So we have this great event coming up Friday, April 19th. So Chris Olson and, of course, Terry Refsgaard, who is the CEO, are here to share some of the good things that are going to be happening on the 19th. Welcome.
You know, Terry, I bet for 30 years I called you Reefsgaard.
I think you called me a number of pronunciations.
But I'm not even kidding. Until Jim just said that, I'm looking. It's like, is that right? Did I say it right all these years?
And
you never corrected me.
And I usually butcher names.
And I introduced you at a lot of events.
So you never did.
Okay. Yeah. All righty then.
But they're here, so maybe they could say something.
Yeah. That'd be different. Hey.
Oh, I would love to, but we're out of time. We gotta go.
Sister Angelica, she might be there in a graphic. Really, you never know. You gotta come and see.
She had it going on. Let me just tell you that right now. So tell us about this event. It sounds like so much fun. And Todd came up with a great idea to accentuate the fundraising efforts.
Let them talk. They're here. Okay.
Thank you for being my idea with the picture.
Everybody
I think that's good.
Yep. Let's talk about the event. This is going to be so much fun, and it's a perfect time of year. You can wear your, what do you call those, like Hawaiian shirts, whatever
you want. I mean, it's just a party atmosphere.
Caribbean shirts. Yeah.
We're going to have beach balls around. We're going to have four different food stations, cheeseburgers, of course, margaritas.
Because of the cheeseburgers in Paradise, John. Yeah. See, that ties back to Jimmy Buffett.
Thank you, Jim. I was wondering what that tie-in was.
Sponge cake.
Cheeseburgers. Part of every nutritious breakfast.
That's from Pulp Fiction.
You know, this time of year, too, is I think we're all looking to get out. You know,
we were just talking about that. It's enough.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
And
this will spring fever. It'll kick off our spring. And, only in Wisconsin do you. This morning I put on this lei with my shirt. Only in Wisconsin do you get your lei caught in the zipper of your winter coat.
And your down coat.
Right.
Your parka.
Yeah, we promise it'll be warm there, but we've got this great band coming in from Florida. They're called the Land Sharks. And there's a great interview on their website, but they actually played with Jimmy Buffett.
Wow.
Jimmy Buffett said they were a great band. He wasn't a good big fan of the copy bands.
Right.
but he cover really bands. Liked. Yeah, that's what they're called. He really liked
he
them.
Called them and, copy bands. But yeah.
And he said, you know, he even stole a couple of their endings of his songs because he liked it better. So,
oh, wow. That's the highest compliment you can give
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So they're going to be really, really great. I mean, they're not just some, you know.
You're right. But cool thing is, Parrot Heads, they're like Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead type people, yep. Yeah. Whatever. Yep. I mean, the Deadheads, whatever.
They're dedicated.
They are so dedicated. It's incredible, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Tell about somebody on our committee.
Diane is from the president of the Green Bay Parrot Head Club, which I never knew they had, but.
I didn't either.
What following?
We got to get her on.
She yeah. Is yeah. She's great.
Work it out. We want to get her on.
She works at Bellmark. She's been to a couple of the steering committee meetings, and that's a cool organization. Not only do they love Jimmy Buffett, but they really stand for doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what he was all about, and they really like to give back like he right. did. And so they're all in on this event.
And they could kind of take over a bar. I've been in a bar where a bunch of them came in. And they manned the jukebox, and they played every jukebox song, right. And they knew every single word to every single song.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do for Jimmy
Buffett
songs.
Jimmy Buffett, that's true, but you know, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a classic, but it's all about just sitting back and having a great time eating and, you know, just dancing and having fun.
And get your picture taken with the mayor where he's in his parrot costume.
We do have, you know, that whole parrot. We have a live parrot, right? Don't you have a live parrot?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a live parrot. His name is Charlie. He's going to be coming in. For a while before the music starts, so people can get their picture taken with him. And
does he talk?
I guess so. Yeah. I'm going to meet him later today.
Oh, if he talks, you've got to bring him in here.
Right?
I mean, if Jim's off, he could co-host. No one would know the difference. Yeah. I love it. So, what's with these parking tickets?
So this is,
what's with these parking tickets? Yeah.
Okay. This is at Epic, which
I'm driving 100 here. It's 8 blocks away. Yeah. I got here in 40 seconds.
This is at Epic. It's just a great event, and the tickets are $100, which is – that's – for what you're getting that evening, that's a whole evening from 5 to 10 p.m. with food and music. And this Jimmy Buffett music band, the bass player, one of the players is going to be – we have some guitars that we'll be auctioning or selling as well that he autographed. And there's just a lot of cool things that are going to be happening there. There's some Jimmy Buffett memorabilia. There's going to be just a lot of Parrot Heads. Of course, there's going to be probably a little bit of sing-along with that band because, like Chris said, everybody knows every word to his music. I have to brush up on that. But and the besides just a really fun evening, I mean, it goes to a good cause, Terry. I mean, where's the money going?
It does. The money goes directly to the New Community Shelter. We're a program-based shelter, so that costs money to put together. So the event sponsors the cost of, say, our case managers, our addictions counselor, everything that goes into providing the resources and the tools for our residents to be successful.
And that, I was just going to say, I just want to make sure I add that part because, you know, you think of homeless shelters, you just think of it as a lack of better terms as people use it, a flop house where somebody just comes to sleep at night and then wander. You guys are not that. You guys do have living facilities for your people, but they have to basically earn their keep by cleaning, by doing things there. You guys really work with them to get back into society as a, you know, a viable option versus just laying around. To that's what separates you guys from a lot of other places that I've seen.
And that's where our case managers are important. They serve as coaches. You know, they're not doing the work for the residents, but they're making sure they have the resources to become self-sufficient and move out.
That's awesome.
And these case managers.
And, by the way, you showed me, Jim, but you showed me the Wall of Fame of the residents you had come through who achieve. I think that's awesome. And when's the last time these people had their picture up on a wall saying what a great achievement?
And they come back and volunteer, which that's full circle, man. That means they're out contributing, paying taxes, raising families, and then they come back and volunteer. And but Johnny, the point that I kind of want to make, I mean, this is a great event. We're going to have a lot of fun, but it costs money to run a quality shelter.
Oh, no question about it.
Those caseworkers, they're not volunteers. These are schooled people, highly educated, that really know how to get people on a track back to getting where they want to be, and we're going to get that homelessness behind them. And you met Larry; he's been on our show, but he's, you know, an on staff alcohol and drug counselor. That stuff does not come cheap. It's easy to run a flop house, right? You got a cot, give him a meal, go see you at 5 o'clock when you come back. But this isn't like that. This is programmed. They work harder than we do. I mean, they really put a lot into becoming successful. But It's a lot of work. It costs money. And this Margarita Bay fundraiser that, I mean, if you can't come, send money. But, I mean, come and really enjoy it. There's a great group of people there. You know, obviously, you know, I told you, festival and, you know, Habish and just
Packers.
They're just all, we got some great sponsors. WG&R. And you're going to meet some great people, have a lot of fun, but, and really support a really, really important cause. So, Terry, what would you like to say?
Yeah. Call the shelter for your tickets or go online.
Yeah.
And get your tickets on our website, newcommunityshelter.org. But it is going to be a great, fun event. So
keep giving us
tickets.
All the information. We'll plug this every single day from now until then. Every
awesome.
Day.
Guys.
It's a great event. Margaritaville at Epic. It's going to be phenomenal.
April 19th.
For a phenomenal cause. We're going to be pumping this, like I said, all the way through. Right. Thank you guys so very
thank
much.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I can't wait for Jim to look like a parrot there. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back of us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingies.
Winged Thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingies.
The Winged Thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
French fried potatoes, big kosher pickle, and a cold draft beer. Well, good God Almighty, which way do I steer for my cheeseburger in paradise? Making the best of every virtue and vice. Worth every damn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise. Be a cheeseburger in paradise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Jimmy hey, Buffett. Welcome back. Hang on. Wrong headphones. Hello.
Go ahead, John.
I know. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Always great having Chris Olson and Terry Ruff. See, now I'm going to mispronounce her name. I mispronounced it.
Yeah.
Reefsgard.
No.
She said Reef.
Nope.
Terry. Reef or Ref? Oh, it is Ref. Okay. See, I still got it wrong. Terry Refsgard.
Right.
As a referee.
Is.
Okay.
Yes.
Terry Refsgard, new community shelter. Chris Olson, place very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
And it's a great event coming up for all Jimmy Buffett fans. What a fun night that's going to
yep.
be. Oh, by the way.
The tribute band.
Let me tell you something about
foods,
the Epic, something that you
photo.
And I talk about a lot.
Yeah.
They don't take cash. Okay. So what they do, like if you want to buy a drink, you take your credit card over to another person and you just put in how much cash you want and they literally, they don't give you cash. And they'll give you like a card for that night.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just burn the card down.
Yeah.
You just work off the card.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just so you know. Because, okay. I mean, every place is different these days.
Yeah. Here, though, Johnny, they got the tribute band, as we said.
Yeah.
All these favorite foods with the cheeseburgers and some other stuff that ties back to his music, the photo opportunities. But you purchase a commemorative glass, and then that's free beer.
All night long?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
How much is the glass?
They're just leaving.
Texas.
And then that auction and raffles. There's some pretty cool stuff we got. So
very
cool. And we need to get out. And without traveling, we can just do that right here at the Epic
Center.
Check
out Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N-C. Shannon C at newcommunityshelter.org. Shannon at newcommunityshelter.org. Shannon C at newcommunityshelter.org.
Or you can always just call.
Or call.
437-3766. So.
Or you can fax. I didn't know anybody still used fax.
Yeah, well, there's, yeah.
Okay.
It's not the most sought after, but we got the machine. It's like, what the hell? Let's put it
on. I had
a
lot of companies call me when I'm back at my other place. I was just like, hey, we'd like to donate a fax machine.
Well, we get
thank you
some of that with a few other things. So,
yes.
Yes.
I bet you do.
But when people we take, you know, like lamps and some furniture, because when people, you know, they're at the shelter for maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 months, you know, getting their act together and then getting a job and getting, saving up, you know, we like them to save, you know, 50%, 60% of their income. And then they got enough money to move out. Well, then they move out, they don't have enough to buy stuff. So
absolutely.
We will give them some lamps.
Yep.
We have a warehouse that we have some things and get them set up. And so that's cool too.
Very cool.
But we don't provide them a fax machine.
That's perfect.
Of course, they don't ask either. So, but
by our 3 digits, no, yeah. 70%, yes, 30%. So you're getting smoked in this one once again.
Yeah. I think this is a weird question because I don't think people want to admit that.
They are. Jim, it's anonymous. They wouldn't be afraid to admit anything.
They're afraid, you know, we're going to send a cop over, give them a ticket.
Yeah, so. That ain't going to happen. All right, we got Nate Vandervest from Bellin Sports Medicine coming up talking about some very cool things. You got MJ Solarino from the Monster Jammer. Gives away some tickets for that. We got Christy and Dennis for the weekend. What's up? We got live from the City Deck Landing Studios with Adam Lee, who we saw perform at the Meyer a couple of years ago when he did the Garth Brooks
retreat.
Yeah.
You said a couple of years ago.
Oh, did I?
We saw him a couple of weeks
ago. At the Garth Brooks tribute. He was sensational. So it's going to be great to have him in here.
He's like that guy from, your mama's band? What's the band that you?
Ask Your Mother?
Yeah. They both have good energy on stage.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's.
Oh, Eric was unbelievable that night. I saw him last week.
And that, as someone who enjoys that stuff, you can tell if they're, they're not phoning it in. No, those guys work
hard.
And
you said at the Carlton you used to have a lot of people phoning
it in. Yes.
Who phoned it in the most? Was it Liberace you said one time?
No, I didn't see Liberace.
Oh.
No, he didn't phone. No, Liberace, man, that was, he was awesome.
I just said that to like tweak you because you're such a Liberace fan.
I am.
Isn't he tough?
I think he's probably the most famous musician out of Wisconsin.
You like, your voice even changes. Liberace, no!
He was an entertainer.
I'm going to get a candelabra for the studio.
He was an entertainer. Dionne Warwick was mad.
I knew you were going to say her.
And she sat on the stool and didn't move.
Yeah.
She sang. She's got a beautiful voice, but she was upset about something. I don't know, either the hotel or the food or the airfare or something. Just not airfare, but she was not happy to be here. Here I am. And she said this too on stage, you guys. So, you know, Carlton, when she 800 people or something. She goes, and here I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
No.
Yeah, she said exactly, like very close to that. Yeah.
How to win over an audience.
Yeah. But people, you know, we're glad. I mean, the community was glad she was there. I mean, Dionne Warwick, she was great. But
see, Bill Cosby did a thing up in Marquette. I was talking to
him. He was here.
And we had him on a radio show in time with Murph. And we had him on like 45 minutes. He wouldn't stop talking. But they said he comes out and Bill Cosby. And he's sitting on a stool.
Yep.
And he's smoking a cigar. And he sat there for like 10 minutes. Goes, where am I? Where am I? Where the hell? I don't know. He said, that's all I saw was trees. And they said, prepare for landing. I thought we're crashed into the trees. You people live here?
Yeah.
So he just killed it, though, in a great way.
Yeah.
You know, just the opposite.
Yeah. And, he was funny. Yeah, he was here. He, though, left at night and at a private and flew to Chicago for a party.
Oh. Well, now that we know about Bill Cosby, I'm not shocked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but people would always tease Green Bay about, you know, like Milton Berle, you know, flew in on one of those little planes. I looked out the window and saw Mattel.
Same thing,
You know, Mattel on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
We're still Title Town, biatches. So there, right?
Anyway, the Carlton, I miss that place. They really brought in some top.
I was never there. It burned down like when I first moved to town.
Yeah. That was, they really.
Carl, I heard about it. I mean, Johnny Cash.
Carl worked so hard. Oak Ridge Boys were there a lot. But just some great entertainment. And you read about these people now, and you know, that was a long time ago. But
I bet a lot of autographs went up in flames when that thing burnt down, huh?
I think he took a lot of that stuff home.
but I mean, sometimes they do it on the walls or on the heavy things. And like, I'd love to research the Riverside Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in, if you want to call it a green room, at the Riverside Ballroom? It's that little room behind the stage?
Whatever
you want to call it.
That holding area?
Yeah, the holding area. The holding pen. And again, I love the Riverside Ballroom.
Yeah.
But all the people that have autographed that wall, I would love to know who some of those autographs are.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, they did a good job there.
I mean, did Buddy Holly sign that? Did who? You know what I mean?
I think
that'd be really interesting to see if somebody could figure it out logistically.
Yeah.
Signed that wall?
They have some great
over 100 years.
They have some great pictures of Buddy Holly in that room.
Yeah.
So,
I still love that place.
Yeah, it is.
Riverside Ballroom. Yeah. One of my favorite places in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That to me is you're stepping in. And I was at the Heights again yesterday for lunch. Like I said, Alec Ingold of the New Orleans Saints, who needs to start working out, because I was standing next to him, and he even said, man, I got to get in shape like you.
Oh, yeah, wow. Right, he said right, that dude has lost it.
He's like, man, how many push-ups are you up to? Four. Wow. We just had a quick break. We're going to be talking some sports medicine with Nate Van Der Ves from Bellin Sports Medicine right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kirk Bangstad, Ed Anderson, Amir Kakarovs, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.